Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country? And we're conveniently located right by the airport. Start your journey today at columbussubaru.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
Moncrief on News Talk.
People will have mixed opinions about the hilarity of pranks. People who are prone to staging them obviously think they're very funny. The victims of those pranks, perhaps not so much. And where is the line where a prank is inappropriate or cruel? Technology has made that all the more easy. The Examiner columnist Terry Prone has been writing about this. Afternoon, Terry.
Good afternoon, Sean. And let me tell you what the line is. The line is when somebody is harmed by the prank. And it was my own paper that front-paged a story about a student in Munster Technological University. He's originally from Ukraine and his name is Vlad. And he describes himself fairly grandiosely as a point-of-view prankster, which really means nothing in particular. But what he did that turned out to be particularly offensive was that he was in Cork, in the city, when he noticed a woman in what we might call medical trouble being dealt with by passers-by and paramedics. And because he wears these meta glasses that can record, video record all the time, he started recording. And when the ambulance duly arrived and the woman was loaded into it, he continued recording. And then he turned around and recorded the gawkers, because, of course, there's always gawkers around an ambulance. Now, TikTok, which has something like a million followers for this guy, Vlad, decided when protests were made that this did breach their rules about exploitation, privacy, all of that jazz, and they took it down. The problem is that this guy is also on Instagram and he boasts that he never takes anything down on Instagram. So here you have somebody who was very sick at the time, at being filmed at a time, you know, Sean, when somebody is feeling sick, sick enough to be taken away in an ambulance. It is so humiliating that other people can even see you, never mind upload footage of your problem to a million potential followers.
And he thought this was funny in some way, or entertaining somehow.
Apparently, calling himself the point of view prankster, he does this constantly. He also did it recently in the Douglas Shopping Centre in Cork, where he started to film people who were shop assistants. And one of the staff spotted what he was at, and I'll come back to that in a minute because it's very difficult to spot what he's at, and stopped him and made sure that he was got rid of. But even while the staff member was intervening, the staff member was being filmed and then that was uploaded. So the thing is that Meta, who make these glasses with Ray-Ban, maintain that it's quite easy to see if you're being filmed because there's little LED lights on either side where the corner of your eyes. Now, if you think about that, the notion that somebody who is sick enough to be loaded into an ambulance would be able to notice that the ugly framed glasses that somebody watching them is wearing, that they have teeny tiny little lights lit up, and that this means that they're filming you, and that in some way, while you're coping with your medical emergency, you can stop them doing this. The whole thing is crazy and it just is not funny.
Yeah, no, not at all. I mean, I fail to see where the humor, that's just filming people in distress is somehow amusing. That's
yeah. It's but the notion of what is funny gets a particular go At the beginning of April every year. I mean, Wicklow GAA fell foul of this year, and Jennifer Whitmore from the Social Democrats and Simon Harris from Fine Gael, both who are local, got livid because women members of the GAA were effectively dissed by this. But when you're not offending or disrespecting an individual named person, it isn't as bad. Although it was, I thought it was very funny that somebody put out a story that the oldest tortoise in the world, I was going to say a guy, but I'm not sure that a tortoise is a guy, a reptile that's more than 150 years old, and that lives in St. Helena, the island of St. Helena. They put out this story that he had snuffed it. And they were claiming that the story emanated from the vet on St. Helena. Now, all sorts of people, all sorts of media outlets, not including News Talk, got taken in by this. In America, USA Today got taken in. In Britain, the BBC got taken in and ran these stories solemnly. And then the vet on St. Helena came out and said, "Oi, I am in charge of this tortoise and there's nothing wrong with him and he's doing fine and I do not need the waste of my time consequent upon some idiot," he didn't call him an idiot, but you know what I mean, deciding that this is a worthwhile 1st of April prank. And the BBC, fair dues to them, had to come out and say, "Look, we're really very sorry. And let us tell you, while we have you, some more about this particular tortoise," which was very journalistic of them. But every now and again, you do get a prank that doesn't harm anybody and that is mildly funny. And one American police force did it this year. They got proper logos done and put them up on their vans saying "Goat Unit." And this logo was over the usual logo, which says "Canine Unit." And they hired a few small goats and put them on leads and headed off into the city. And people solemnly believed that this particular police force had a goat unit. Now, that's mildly funny. I don't suppose the goats had much of an opinion one way or the other, but it didn't harm them. But the issue that's increasingly coming up, and particularly with these Meta glasses, is the invasion of privacy.
Yeah.
And not just the invasion of privacy, but privacy of somebody who's at a desperately vulnerable point in their life.
Yeah, indeed. And it's just making people more and more insensitive when they realise these are real people in real situations. Terry, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was the Examiner columnist Terry Prone there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.